Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Or embrace what is up ahead of me. And so I'm here to tell you, nobody likes change. No one. We all know that about ourselves, right? And about others. But we also know that change is inevitable. In this life, change is what? Inevitable. Things change. We change. Rules of society change. Politics change. Religion change. Everything change. No matter what our decision is, change will take place. Now, we think of what we read here. Peter, in the story. Peter wasn't what? Comfortable with the change. Because we know that. God came and said, Peter, arise, kill, and eat. And he looked at the sheep, and the animal that he saw there is things that he doesn't eat. Are you with me this morning? It go against him. Everything in him say what? No. Not so. Peter have to overcome that now. And you remember, we just read it, right? He confront God. He says, you know, I do not what? Eat anything uncommon or unclean. We got some stuff that we are onto, don't we? We got some, we have some comfort zone that we are onto. And we must be willing to let go when God speaks. You know, we have to be willing. This is going to be our challenge as a church. As a church, this year, 2026, we're going to have to be willing to let go some stuff that we know and we are comfortable with and we like. God is going to ask us to step out of our comfort zone. That's it. I told you, 1980. Think about that. Came here as a young man. Very excited. Very excited. Young man, very excited. I'm going to university. I'm going to study engineer. And that was my focus. I'm in. And I always say, I will never forget it. I find myself in Illinois. And in that state, it was lily white. I'm going to tell you, I ain't seen no black people. It was a lily white state, man. Everything white. Everything is unfamiliar. I'm coming. And Emily know my country, and because she's been there twice, she know my town that I was born and raised. She walk it, she know. So now she can relate. Think about it. I'm leaving that that little town to this huge space. And no one looked like me. No one talked like me. How about that? That was the situation that I found myself in. And I have to be able, by God, to navigate that. I have to be able to navigate that. And not run, not quit, but to pursue my vision, to pursue what calls me to the United States of America. Every one of us, let me tell you, you are going to be tested in your pursuit. You will be what? Tested in your pursuit. But the test comes to pull you away and for you to lose your focus from where God wants you. And it doesn't matter what happened. You got to stand firm on your conviction. Amen? There will be things that will distract you, that will tempt you. There will be things that will cause you to quit and want to give up. There will be things this year in your life that you will question God. Say, Peter, God says, arise, Peter, kill and eat. Peter says, no, this situation that I find myself in is not a situation I want to embrace. You and I, this year, might find ourselves in a situation that, unfamiliar situation. Situation that go against our grain, go against our core. But we got to find out, why am I in it? What is the purpose, God? What can I learn from it? What can I do about it? Can this make me a better person? Can this make me a stronger fighter? Am I going to be a wimp and give in? Or am I going to stand up? So God spoke to Peter. He says, Peter, whatever I touch, you have no right to call it unclean. Wherever I send you is right. And this year, whatever comes, anything that we strictly forbidden in our lives, God might want to change that and change it for our good. And like I say, I was in an unfamiliar place. Like I say, things now happening. I felt all alone, but I wasn't all alone because God was with me. I want to talk to celebration this morning. God is with you. The Bible says the Lord is my shepherd. Here it is. Keep this in 2026. This one line. The Lord, in whatever come your way, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm going to be okay. Remember last week I tell you? You're going to be okay. The Lord is what? My shepherd. And he leads me. Wherever I find myself, God, you got something to do with it. Hallelujah. Just remember that. We are at this place right now. And it's going to cost us. But God is what? Our shepherd. We will not what? Want. And he's leading us into the path that he wants us to go. We're going to break some new ground. We're going to break some new ground. Here's three takeaways this morning. Three takeaways. Point number one. God is calling us to move beyond our comfort zone. And he will put us in situation to teach us that. Okay? There's a little thing we say as believers. What the devil mean for evil, God turn it for my good. All right. We're going to get that right. Oh, we're going to get that celebrated. I'm talking to celebration this morning. All of us here. Look, what the devil means for bad for us, God is going to use that same circumstances and turn it for our good. Every evil plot that the devil plot against our life, against our family, against the ministry, every evil plot that the devil plot against our family, he plotted against our life, he plotted against our church, he plotted against our work. Guess what? with God this morning, I know he will turn it. So whatever the devil planned against this ministry up at 1010 Dixon Boulevard, I'm here to tell the devil, God is about to turn it around for our good. You ain't seen nothing yet. We want some strong people this year. We want some strong people in celebration who will not give in, who will not quit. We're going to say, oh, devil, you come at me this way, but I ain't going to go down. If you knock me down, I'm going to roll over. I will roll over. If you knock me down, I will not stay down on my face. I will roll over on my back. And if I can look up, I will get up. Somebody got to see this morning. Don't let me start to preach now. Okay. If I only can look up, I must what? Get up. I like what David says. I turn my eyes unto the hill. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from above. It comes from the Lord. So watch out. You knock me down, devil, but I'm not staying down. You might knock my church down, but it's not staying down. Because you know what? We can look up. And if we look up, we'll get the help that we need. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise. It's a word for me. Coming back to tell him that God is my helper. He is my helper. God is my maker. He is my helper. And I'm going to move out of my comfort zone. I'm going to move from what I used to. I'm going to move from what I used to things that I now used to. Got to get out of your comfort zone. The devil will come at you, especially when you're doing something good. You understand? He ain't going to fight you when you're doing something bad. But when you make a resolve to do something good, I'm telling you, church, he's going to fight you. He will find ways to get you. But you got to stand on your conviction. You have to stand on your conviction. So don't let the devil keep you. Don't let the devil hold you hostage in the name of Jesus Christ. Break up your fallow ground. You got to break it up. You got to break those things out.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.